Kaptosis and that Yoram Al-Aleph discusses other possibilities. Because Rabashi says that the fact that something is Machlokes is not a non-starter and therefore it could be included in the Mishnah. So if that really is the case, the Tosus is father, that why not include the case of Eishes Ish, that as a result of this error of Eishes Ish, that would prevent the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Yivum in a Kalis. What exactly would the case be? So it's dependent on Machlokes. The Sugyan Gittin that Pebeis discusses the following. A person gives a gift to his wife, Areza Giteich, Amnash Lo Tinase Leptoni. But there is a Tanai, a Tanai. You know, of course, a Tanai can work when it comes to Gerish, and that really is not a problem. The difficulty when it comes to Gerish is as follows. Let's say you have a Tanai which is open-ended. It's open-ended. Is that really considered to be a safer krisus? After all, you need a get kursa. A get has to create a severance. It has to end the relationship between, right, this married party. If you have such an ongoing Tanai, Amanash Lo Tinase Leptoni, so there is something that will bind the possible issues of the Baal and the Isha. So the Chachamim say that is not considered to be a get. So Hareza Giteich, Amnash Lo Tinase Leptoni, that is not eno get. But Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. This is part of the Mishpatei HaTanayim, and in such a case you can have such a Tanai, Amnash Lo Tinase Leptoni. If that really is the case, and we're willing to include in the Mishnah even something that will be subject to the Machlokes Tanayim, Rabbi Eliezer, and the Chachamim, so therefore I'll give you then a very, very simple case. So you have such a get, which is Amanash Lo Tinase Leptoni. You're not allowed to marry Reuven. Lo and behold, this woman goes ahead and marries Shimon. She marries Reuven's brother, and all of a sudden Shimon dies. So in such a case, now you have this dilemma. Yibum is going to be with Reuven. If in fact that is true, and Nasis Kisha Lechaldavar, so in such a case, that will contradict the Tanai. That means that the get is going to be batel. And it turns out that she is an Eishes Ish of the Baal Yisham, the Baal Yisham. And if that really is true, well, obviously, if Yibam is going to trigger an Isser Erva, so in such a case, isn't it clear then that there's no Yibam? Okay, there can't be Yibam, because Yibam is going to mean that now is an Isser Eishes Ish. But then the Erva Eishes Ish should prevent Chalitza, and maybe we should argue that should generate the Ktur Tsaros as well. And if that really is the case, that the Chihai Gav, in the case of a Tanai, so therefore there's no Yibam, no Chalitza, and there's a Ktur Tsaros, so therefore this should be a candidate for being included in our Mishnah, that is the Kasha of Tosus. So Tosus points out this follows. Wait, what exactly is the source of Tsaros Erva? I understand that there's no Yibam. Yibam is going to trigger an Isservation situation. Maybe, we're going to have to see. It also is not simple. Maybe the Chihai Gav will apply the principle of Kol Shein Lo Yibam, Ola Chalitza, and therefore no Yibam, no Chalitza as well. But how do you know the case of Ktur Tsaros? Oh, so Tosa says the following. If one is going to assume that that comes to the Pasuk of Mitzvah, and the source is considered to be Achos Isha, so Tosa writes an Asishati. Because certainly this case cannot be compared to Achos Isha. How can you compare the case of Abal Astanai with an Isser of Eishes Ish to the Isser of Achos Isha? Why is that true? Because the Isser of Achos Ish is something which is Asur Olam Mishas Nabila. That is something from the very Misa Sabah, which is automatically Chal. When you're talking about a case of a Baal Astanai, I understand there's a certain tension, there's a certain dilemma. You're going to do this, you know what? All of a sudden now, that means that. Yeah, but Eishes Ish, there's an Isser of Eishes Ish. There's no Isser of Eishes Ish Mishas Nabila. There is a potential Isser of Eishes Ish, a pending Isser of Eishes Ish. It's possible the person could do something to undermine the get, in which case the get will be batel, and therefore she's still married to her first husband. That really is true. But you cannot compare that to a case where b'shas nefila there is an isser erva, and therefore one could argue as follows. If you're going to argue that the source of tsaros comes from achos isha, this is not dumi the achos isha, and maybe there wouldn't be a ptur tsaros in such a case. Or at least it's not similar to Achos Isha, and therefore, that would justify why it's not included in the Mishnah itself. Wow. And then Tosus goes a step further. Tosus says a step further, and even one assumes that, you know what, no, we could view that as an Isser of Eishes Ish. Because if I'm going to ask you the following question, why don't you do Yibum? What is it that is Monea? What is it that's preventing the mitzvah Yibum being fulfilled? You know what the answer is? The answer is Eishes Ish. So that means the Isser Erva is preventing the Kiyum Mitzvah of Yibum. And maybe that's considered to be sufficient. Oh, if that really is true, that's all you need, that there's an Isser Erva, that is the obstacle, that's the block. And in such a case, you cannot go and fulfill a mitzvah. Maybe indeed that's enough, but then a further difficulty. There should be a Ptur Ksaros. How do that work? You go over to this person and say, what is your status? The status is what? I am a Tsaras Eishas Ish. A Tsaras Eishas Ish. How does that work? How does that make sense? That the reason of, Yim Nachlid to a Tsara is because she is labeled as a Tsaras Eishas Ish. In fact, how do you have that combination? How do you take this or Eishas Ish and couple that with Tsara? And say, you know what, that now there's no Yima Chalitza, there's a Tur Tsaros, because you have the status of a Tsaras, Eishas Ish. How would that combination express itself? I would almost argue as follows, the Mima Nafsha, no? If indeed Yim does not occur, there was no Yevama Yavaleha, so therefore nothing was done at all to Ruvein, she's not an Eishas Ish. And if Nivla Ruvein, you know what that means? That the get is Nekal Mafreya. And therefore, they're not Tsaros. They're not. What makes them Tsaros? What makes them Tsaros is they're married to the same person. Who's the same person? The same person is Shimon, Miman of Shach. Now, if Nivla LeRuvein, so in such a case, that means they're not married to Shimon. Therefore, there's no relationship with these two women, that each one is a co-wife, so to speak. And if Lo Nivla, in which case they are Tsaros, but if Lo Nivla, there's no Isser of Eishas Ish, no? In order to go in to say that, you know what? Oh, we have the status of a Tsaras Eishas Ish. You know, you're combining two different possibilities that are not subject to combination in any shape or form. So how could that be? How could that be to argue that, you know, that should generate, that should create a case of a Tur Tsaras? No. So therefore, in Akhanami, one could argue that, you know what, that this really is not considered to be a candidate in the Mishnah at all, because after all, that this is a case of Tsaras Erva. Tsara. If it's an Erva, it's not a Tsara. If it's a Tsara, it's not an Erva. You're right, pragmatically, prudentially, you know, that there's something that's preventing Yibum from being Chal. That certainly is true. But how can you label indeed that that's considered to be a Tsaras, Ishas Ish? If you take a look in the Briskarav, Nechudushi Agriz, Nechus Yibum, the Briskarav points out the following, that it's true that there is no Tsaras Eishas Ish. Tsaras Eishas Ish, in that classic sense. If you're an Eishas Ish, you're not a Tsara. If you're a Tsara, there's no Isser of Eishas Ish. So what exactly is the possible combination? Maybe one could argue as follows. Now, as the Briskarav suggested now in the last year, and that's as follows. There is something that's preventing evil. And as a result of Yibum, all of a sudden now there's going to be an Isser of Gili Arayos. If Arayos is going in preventing Yibum from occurring, if Yibum would mean you're violating the Sakaris, Bechi Hagavna, there is no Yibum. If there is no Yibum, it means there's no Zika. There's no Zika. And if there is no Zika, there's an Isser of Eishasach. There's an Isser of Eishasach. That's the Kiddush. Why would one possibly suggest that there could be a Purseros from Yaman of Shach? You can't even construct a case of Tsaras Eishas Ish. When you have Tsara, you don't have Eishas Ish. When you have Eishas Ish, you don't have Tsara. No, the answer is as follows. There is an Isser Erva that's being Monea, the Mitzvah of Yibum. So even if one would argue, you know what, if you have a Kohen Gadol, it's just Chavi Lama Vesei. So maybe one could argue, Chavi Lama Vesei is not an Isser Erva. So the fact that there's an Isser of Kohen Gadol Amana does not prevent the Isser of Eishas Ish from being Paka. But would you really say that about Eishas Ish? Eishas Ish. There is an Afilo Yibum, and there's no Isser of Eishas Ish where the Mitzvah of Yibum is going to result in Gilei Arayos. That's the Chiddush. That, why should that indeed be? No? So therefore, in such an instance, maybe one could argue, that is the Shakla Vatari and Tosus to assume that, you know what, maybe one could argue it's Eino Ol Yibum because of the potential Isser of Eishas Ish, and therefore there is no Chalitza of Tur Tsaros. You don't have the status of Tsaras Eishas Ish. Yeah, but maybe the Isser of Eishas Ish is going to be Poteris Sarasa. And then Tosus assumes the following. All this is problematic, right, if you hold that the source of tsaros is litzror. Because litzror means that you have to argue, you know what, that this is identical to the typical case of erva, for example, when two brothers marry two sisters, and that really is not true. Number one, there is no isra of eishes ish right now. It's pending. It's potential. Number two, if there is an isra of eishes ish, there's no isra of tsara. That certainly is true. Oh, but what about when it comes to dafes? Right, the sheet of Rebbe, which we pointed out, the Rambam quotes the halacha. How do you know that there is a p'tur tsaros? Not because of the tsura, that it's dumi dachos isha. Very, very simply, because the pasuk says lekachal isha. Oh, so that means you need the possibility of likuchim. If there is no pasuk, then no. And the pasuk describes beis achiv, that nefila is a holistic nefila. You have to have the possibility of kedushin for each and every one of the wives in order to engage in ibum. If that really is true, that it's based on that ulekachal leisha, and as the Rambam writes, you have a concept of beis achiv. So in such an instance, then one should argue that Eishes Ish will fit that category, because Lekicha is not possible. There is no possible way that he can go ahead and marry this woman. If he does, keep him in such a case that, what do you mean? She's an Eishes Ish. And that cannot be done. So even if it's not something that purely is Dumi the Achos Isha, I understand. But if the requirement of is based on Likuchin, you have to have a yibum sheyeshlo lekuchim. Here, certainly, it cannot be done. In which case, one could resurface the question: why is it that Eishes is not mentioned if you hold up the drasha of Rebbe Pandavches? Also, Tosus answers the following: It's true. But the Gemara just got through entertaining b'plukta kamayr. Okay, that certainly is true. It's not a non-starter. Just to say something is a machlokes. But you know what? It doesn't mean, as you mentioned earlier, that every single shita has to be accounted for. In this broader issue, if you have a get with an open t'nai, amanash shidlo tinose de ploni, in such a case, then we assume a halacha psuka, that ain halacha krabi eliezer. Ain halacha krabi eliezer. And if that really is the case, okay, we're done. Maybe one could argue that, you know what, that sometimes the Tana, the Mishnah, can hold like this particular Tana, that's fine. But just because there is a Shita, when really it's a Shita that we assume that, no, in Halacha Rabbi Eliezer, almost to an extent the Shita Dechuya, that we do not assume like Halacha, in such a case, there you're not forced into assuming that that has to be included in the Mishnah, or one could raise such a possibility of how Kameshah Sish indeed is not considered to be that which is mentioned at all. So that's an important power of the Tosus. So the comment to the Brisker of that maybe this is a further example to add to the list, where one could envision a Tzaros not because of Eishes Ish, but a Tzaros because of Eishes Ach, because if there's Nisr Erva, so therefore why would one argue that this of Eishes Ach indeed is going to be Baka? And then Tosus goes the next day. Tosus now is bothered by the following. Okay, so you know what? We're safe. That, you know, the plukta kamayri, but not every machlokes, and therefore we don't have to be chayish l'shit of Rabbi Eliezer. But you know what? Maybe we can go ahead and construct a case where we don't have to involve ourselves with this machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. The whole reason of those Chachamim is because a get has to serve as a sefer krisus. Is it really considered to be a sefer krisus when the husband and wife are perpetually bound because of the kiyum atzmai? But when it comes to other areas, of course, that's time. And as long as you formulate the time properly, the mishpate atzmai, so therefore, that'll be sufficient. So what happens in the following case? So therefore, why can't have this case of Eishes Ish? Now, what happens if a case of Kedushei Chutz, Hareyat Mekudeshesli, Chutz Laploni. Wow, Chiddush of Rabbi Abba. Let's assume, for example, you say that we are married, but you know what? The Chalos Ishus will not go ahead and extend to this person. We're married to Chuli Amma. Us the Chuli Amma Kehekdish, certainly true, but Chutz Laploni. Because Rabbi Abba maintains as follows. Maybe even the Sheet of the Chachamim, that one cannot be Mishai when it comes to a get. Yeah, that's because of Sefer Krisus. But the Kedusha and the Chiddush, that Ef Shalishayer. Or the Gemara suggests, maybe not, after all, we have Hekesh. After all, V'yotza v'hoysa, no, v'holcha v'hoysa li'sha'acher, maki shavaya li'tzia. So in such a case, if that really is true, so that is a suffix. So you can get in the beis with the smak locus. Rabbi lezna chachamim, when it comes to shir beget, apply when it comes to cases of kedushin. So imagine if that would be a good issue. It's good. So a person is haret mukadesh laploni, but chutz mishimon. Okay. And all of a sudden, now what happens? She goes ahead and marries the shimon. Because regarding him, the original issues was not chal. And all of a sudden, you know what? Now the Shimon dies. And now there's an opportunity of Yibam, of Liban. No. She's Muteres the Yavam. After all, what exactly is the status? Now, what is the relationship between this woman and, let's say, the brother of Shimon, Levi? What is the relationship? That what do you mean? It's not just simply Esh Esav, which is Paka, but what do you mean? It's an Esh Esish of the original issues. An Esh Esish of the original issues. That original issues is still considered to be intact. So that really is the case. You have an instance where there's an Isser of Esh Esav, but there also is an Isser of Esh Esish, and Esh Esish is not going to allow for Yibum, it's not going to allow for Chalitza, and that should create a Tzaros as well. So therefore, I can formulate a case of Esh Esish, not in a case of a Get El Tanai, but rather when it comes to Kedushin. Kedushin, which indeed is Al Tanai. Wow. So that's the Kasha, the Tosus raises, so I could have a case. And maybe that's not even a Plugta Kamairi, Lo Kamairi. What do you mean Plugta? Maybe one could argue that the Homach Lokas was on Chamazonia comes to Shir again. And then when it comes to cases of Kedushin at all. Oh, so Tosus writes the following. Yeah, in that case, that really is true. As far as the Levi is concerned. What exactly is the Oser? Why is it that this woman is forbidden to Levi, to Shimon's brother? Very simply. Because she happens to be the wife of Shimon. What do you mean? Levi, is Oser for this woman because she is an Esh Esish. Good, there was a Shigur when it comes to the brother. I understand. But if I were to ask you from the perspective of the Yavam, why is it that there is any Bias Isser when it comes to this woman? Very simply, from the get-go, from step one, before she even married the brother, from step one, she's an Esh Esish. And therefore, if that really is true, there's an Esh Esish, so what do you mean? So therefore, this is considered to be an Isser of Esh Esish. And that is going to generate Tursaro, so certainly not. The Erev of Shalom HaMitzvah is not going to go ahead and be Poteres, Tzarasa. So therefore, Tosus writes, in that case, even if you can construct a case where there'll be an Isser of Esh Esish, that certainly is true, but that's an Isser of Esh Esish, where it is completely Monea, that Chiyuv of even any name or shape or form. Wow. So therefore, Tosus writes, you start with an Isser of Esh Esish, and therefore, that's it, we're done. The story finishes. Not so clear in Tosus why in fact that's true. Let's assume, for example, two brothers married to sisters, and the first is, you have an Isser of Achazisha, right, before the Isser of Esh Esach. In that case, we don't assume the Isser of Esh Esach is never Chalish, just an Isser of Achazisha. You have a dual relationship. You have a relationship of Esh Esach, you have a relationship of Achazisha, and certainly in that case, there's going to be a Ketuv Tzaros. That's not considered to be a case of an erva which is shaloba makom mitzvah. Here Tosus says the following, that you know what, you start with an iser of Esh Esish and you're done. There's no possibility whatsoever. And therefore, there isn't going to be a Ketuvos Tzaros in that particular case. But is that typically true? You have a case of Achos Isha, followed by a case of Esh Esach. You have a case of Nasachai, Gachaka, Nasameis. We view that as a twofold iser, an iser of Achos Isha, an iser of Esh Esach as well. So the Chiddush, no doubt, that the Tosus is commenting is that what's true of Achos Isha and Esh Esach, where if you have first an Isser of Achos Isha, and then you have an Isser of Esh Esach, or two brothers married two sisters, but the first marriage is Nasachai, and Ve'achakak Nasameis, we don't assume one is Chal, one is not Chal. But in this case, Tosus is saying, no, that there's an Isser of Esh Esish, and now we're done. and therefore there isn't going to be in that case a Iktur Tzeres. Why exactly is that true? So Poshim Shat and Tosus is as follows, that when you have a case of Achos Isha and Eish Esach, there is a dual relationship that really is true, that there are two moving parts, two different arayas. Achos Isha and Eish Esach, that certainly is true. When you have this type of case, where the original Ishus was Harayat Mukadeshus, but whatever, Chutz Laponi. As far as everyone else is concerned, Legabe Levi, who is the Avam? There was no Shiur, that there was no built-in exclusion of the Ishus. She's considered to be a full Eishas Ish. She's a full Eishas Ish. And therefore, Legabe Levi, what do you mean there's an additional Isser of Eishas Ach that should generate a Ptur Tzaros? There is no Isser of Eishas Ach. If you will ask Levi very simply, why is that you cannot marry this woman? You know what the answer is because this woman is an Eishas Ish. Right, from step one, and therefore, certainly that there's no possibility of Yibum in any shape or form. See, even if one would argue that we have Achos Isha Neish Hashach, one could argue that you can consider that to be a dual set of Arayos. When you're dealing with a case of Eishes Ish, in such a case, so therefore, there is no Nefila Yibum to Levi at all. Perhaps one could suggest, why is that true? Why would one argue when it comes, for example, to the case of Ishus Ish? So therefore, we're done. There is no second relationship of Ishus Ach. There is only the first-tier relationship of Ishus Ish. Maybe one could argue that there's something unique about the Isser of Ishus Ish. And maybe one could argue that, you know what, that there's a unique element. Why, in fact, there is no Tfisas Kedushin when it comes to Eishas Ish? If I were to ask you that why is no Tfisas Kedushin when it comes to Arayas? Why is no Tfisas Kedushin when it comes to one sister-in-law, one's daughter? Why is there no Tfisas Kedushin? The answer is very, very simple. You know, Kedushin Daf Samach Zayin. You know what the answer is? Arayas. Arayas. There's no Tfisas Kedushin ba'arayos. We're done. So therefore, if there's Nisa Erva, there is no Tfisas Kedushin at all. If I were to ask you the following question, why is it that there's no Tfisas Kedushin when it comes to Eishas Ish? Now, you have a woman who's married, and you know what? If someone goes ahead and gives her Kesef Kedushin, I'm going to tell you that, you know, there's no Tfisas Kedushin. Is the answer, well, simply because, look in Achrimos, look in Kedushin, and you're going to notice that Eishas Ish also is considered to be Chol HaRayos. Or could one possibly argue that undeniably is true? Eishas Ish is one of the Arayos that certainly is true, but maybe one could argue there's even perhaps a more fundamental or more basic reason that there is no Tfisa exclusion when it comes to Eishas Ish. You know what maybe the simplest reason would be? Let's say I'm not all familiar with Parshas Achrimos and Kedoshim, you know? So I don't know exactly what the Arayos is. But if someone to ask you, can you have Tfisas Kedushin when it comes to Eishas Ish? You know what I would say? Of course not. Why not? Because she's Knuya L'Acher. After all, Eishas is a Kenyan. So we mentioned many, many times. Now that Ramban, Kedushin Tev Zayin, this is not a Kenyan Shel Mamon. It's a Kenyan Shel Issa. It doesn't mean you own your wife. But it's a Kenyan. Isha Niknis. There's a Kenyan. In the world of Kenyan, imagine, for example, the following, that you know what? To give an example in the world, in the realm of Mammon, you know? I have a table. I sell my table to Reuven. The table is Reuven's. No? I go in the next day and I sell the table to Shimon. Is that a mecha? Is that Kayan? Is the mecha? Kayan, you know what the answer is? It wasn't your table to sell. It wasn't yours. After all, if indeed there already is a Kinyan, and the Shulchan is Kli L'Ruvain, so how can you turn around and go ahead and sell it to Shimon? Even without any parsha of Isser V'Heter. Very, very simply, just from the perspective of Kinyan. So in such a case, how could that be? I'll give you an example. When you look in Rashi, for example, Kedushin Daf Beis Amot in the Mishnah, the Mishnah uses unusual language, v'kona es atzma. A woman reacquires herself with a get and misa sabah. A woman reacquires herself. Vakonis atzma. What exactly does that mean? Rashi says, Lios Bershusa, Lina Sile Acher. Lios Bershusa Acher. You know what the mashmos of the Rashi is? Well, look, if she's an Eishes Ish, what do you mean? She can give up her hand in marriage. She has no hand to give in marriage. And give in marriage. She's Knui Labal. She's Knui Labal. You know what happens? B'shas Gerishin. You know what happens? B'shas Misa Sabal. Now, that reverts back to her. Lios Bershusa, Lina Sile Acher. That's a function of Kinyan. That's a function of Kinyan. Wow. This is a Chiddush of Pnei Yeshua, written Gittin Daf Men Gimel, where the Pnei Yeshua writes the following. It's a no-brainer. Even without the Parshas Arayas, even without the Parshas Arayas, that there cannot be Tfisas Gerushin Be'esh Azish, because if she's Knuya L'Ruvain, she cannot be Knuya L'Shimon. That's impossible. The Kinyan is Monea. Any Tfisas Gerushin, any Tfisas Gerushin at all. Wow. What's the other possibility? The other possibility is to argue as follows. No, there's no Tfisas Gerushin when it comes to Bito, when it comes to Achosa, when it comes to Achosisha, because ain't Tfisas Gerushin b'arayos. And you know what? Eishes Ishes b'chlal arayos. So therefore, there's no Tfisas Gerushin when it comes to Eishes Ish. So one possibility is a skiddush of the Pnei Yeshua that it's machmas akinyan. Other possibility is no, it's machmas arayos. Who says machmas arayos? Ooh, the Avni Miluim. In Siman Mem Dalet, Sivkot and Dalet quotes this Pnei Yeshua and he vehemently disagrees. Right? It's not true. E Tfisas Kedushin is based on arayos. It's not based on a chalos kinyan. If she's Knuya L'A, she can never be Knuya L'B. What are they arguing about? The Pnei Yeshua and Avni Miluim. Whether there's Tfisas Kedushin Be'eshes Ish? Obviously not. There's no Tfisas Kedushin. Okay, they're arguing why there's no Tfisas Kedushin. Okay, that's very important. Is there any Naftamina? So pretty incredibly, yes. What happens if you can come up with a case of Ishus, which is not Bichlal Harayos? Let's say you could have a semi-ishus, where she's knuya l'baal, but there is no iser erva. Do you have such a case? Yes, that's the chiddush of Pnei Yeshua. That's the Yeshua's in Gittin Daf Mem Gimel, because shivcha harufa. Let's assume the following. Now, you have a woman who is owned by two different masters. And guess what? One frees, one does not. So that is the classic case of achatzi shivcha, achatzi baschol. Well, let's assume, for example, she would go ahead and marry a Jew. Achatzi shivcha, achatzi baschol, she would go ahead and receive kedushin from a Jew. Is there issues? You know what? Part yes, part no. After all, that, you know what? To the extent that she's a baschorin, of course, there be issues. To the extent that she is a shivcha, there is no issues. That's not a very good case, because a ben Yisrael is not allowed to marry a chatzi shivcha, chatzi baschorin. A ben Yisrael is not allowed to marry a shivcha. Okay, she's not allowed to marry a shivcha. But is there issues? Do you have a case where it's mamish mutter? Yeah, you know what the answer is? Yes. A chatzi of a chatzi baschorin, who is married, Mureses Levit Ivri. And Levit Ivri has a Kedushas Yisrael, but Levit Ivri has a Heter Shivcha as well. Oh, that Ramban in Kedushin of Tezayin, the Ramban writes, you know what, there are two different Kinyanim. There's a Kinyan Shomam and there's a Kinyan Shalisa. That's pretty cool. No? I own a table, that's a Kinyan Shomam. Wow. Marriage? That's a Kinyan Shalisa. Avdus? Oh, that's the beautiful Chiddush of Rabban. Avdus has two halves to it. In Avdus, there's a Kinyan Shamaman and a Kinyan Shalissa. The fact that this guy now is Neved Kanani, you know what? There are two worlds. One is the world of Dinim Amanos, that the Eved Kanani is considered to be the property of the Adon. That's true. But you know what? The fact that this guy is now an Eved Kanani, you know what? It opens up a whole world. He's chayiv in almost all mitzvahs. No? Mila, tvila, there's a mitzvah kedushas Yisrael. The fact that he's an Eved Kanani is not only relevant in the world that Dini Mamanos, that who is he meshuvah to in terms of avoda? That's true. But it's impactful when it comes to Isser Veter as well. You know what the Ramban writes? The same thing is true when it comes to Neved Ivri. When it comes to Neved Ivri, it's not just a Shibud of Malachim. That there's a Kinyan Shel Isser. How do you know there's a Kinyan Shel Isser? You know what the Ramban writes? Beautiful. No? You know how you know? Because there's a Heter Shivcha. You know what a Heter Shivcha means? That there was a relationship that was an Isser Daraisa that now is Mutter. That means his being a Neved Ivri is relevant in the world of Isser Veheter as well. Wow. So that's what the Ramban writes the Chiddush, that in Avadim you have two Kinyanim, a Kinyan Shel and a Kinyan Shel Isser. Both when it comes to Neved Kanani as well as when it comes to an Neved Ivri. That's pretty something which is stunning. There's a Kinyan Shamama and there's a Kinyan Shel Isser. There's a Kinyan Shel Isser. Two forms of Kinyanim when you have, okay. The fact that an Neved Ivri is Alta Mary is Shikha Kananis. That means that being an Neved Ivri alters one's status even when it comes to Isurin as well. Wow. So let's assume, for example, this Neved Ivri. Right, is Makadish, this Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Baskorin. You know what? That's Mutter and that's Ishus. That's Mutter and that's Ishus. Wow. Interesting, no? Let's say, all of a sudden, this woman is Mazama. No? What's the Isser? What's the Onesh? What's the Onesh? Give Arayos, Ishus Ish, Misa. No. That's not true. That's not true. Yish nechareves leish. Havdei lo nifdasa. Chuf shelo nitama. Meaning what? She's still a shivcha. Part of her is a bastarin. But there wasn't full shivcha. Let's assume she's an ashes ish. She's in some very unusual. You know what the onish is? She gets malchus. And he has to bring an asham shivcha charufa. That's very unusual. Very unusual, no? In that particular case, a chatzi shivcha, a chatzi baskorin, and she is mazana. Oh, so in such a case, that's not a violation of gilei arayos of eish hashish, because the pasuk says chuv shelo nitama. She is not shivcha meshuchreres that has a full kedushas yisrael that you can have issues. So that is fascinating. That's a semi issues. That's a semi issues. What exactly is the hadara? She's knuya labal, but there's no iser. Oh, Gili Arayos means Kares, Nisa. Here you have fascinating an Ishus, which is not Arayos. Wow, that's that Pnei Yoshua. That's the Pnei Yoshua. That's Ishus Ishus Insa. That's a case of a Shivcha Charufa Ishus Insa. No? Last Shabbos is Kriya Sator. No? Let me ask you the following. You have a case of a Shivcha Charufa who receives Kesef Kedushin from somebody else. Forget about Zinsa. She receives Kesef Kedushin from somebody else. Is there Tfisas Kedushin? Is there Tfisas Kedushin B'Shivcha Charuf? That's like something that's like stunning. Huh? Stunning. You know what Pirushu writes? Of course not. What do you mean? There's an Isur Bia. There's an Isur Bia. Isure Bia, that it's not Kares, and not Misa. It's not Kares, not Misa. That's not called Arayos. Isuri be without Arayos, there's Tfisas Kedushin. There's Tfisas Kedushin. A Kohen marries a Grusha. There's Tfisas Kedushin. That should not happen, but there's Tfisas Kedushin. What happens if a Shivcha Charufa accepts Kesef Kedushin from this Jewish man? See, you know what the Pnei Yoshua writes? Of course, here there's no Tfisas Kedushin. She's Knuya Lacher. She's Knuya Lacher. If she's Kni Lacher, how can there be Lios Vershusa Li Nase Lacher? She has no right Li Nase Lacher, even if it's not called Arayos. Machmas HaKinyin. And that's the Chiddush David Wim writes. He says, that's wrong. The reason that there is no Tfisas Kedusha of Eishas Ishas is because Eishas Ishas Befa Arayos. And if you could come up with a case of Ishus, which is not Arayos, there would be Tfisas Kedusha. And Abdul Mamish writes, in Mem Dalad Dalad, there is Tfisas Kedushin. There is Tfisas Kedushin of a Shivcha Charufa. Wow. In Lamdas, that's a fascinating machlokes. What is Monea? What is Mafkia? Tfisas Kedushin? Is it the Kinyan Shabbat or is it the Raya Shabbat? That's pretty fascinating. Wow. Avni Minulim writes, Of course I'm right. Because it's a Gemara. When you look in the Gemara Kedushin of Samach Zayin, The Gemara tells us that, you know what, there's no tfisas kedushin be'eshes ish. Because eshes ish is the chaharayas. Mefurish, Lamia says, you're debating me. You're not arguing with me. You're taking on the Gemara. No, the Gemara in Kedushin Samach Zayin is Mefurish, that the reason, okay, seems to be because Arayos, because the Gemara says, realize that Ish is found in the Parshas Arayos, and therefore, no Tfisas Kedushin. Oh, Satoy Yechidish. Rabbi Chanan and Simin Gimel, the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish is Ha'aras and Meseches Kedushin, right, is Simin Kuf Memches. That's like Gadlus, now, you know, like Omeseth is like one Simin, you know, like that's the name of the Chazon Ish, no? This Simin is this Meseth, this Simin is this Meseth, no? So like Simin Kuf Memzayin Ezer is Meseches Kedushin. You know what? So if you look there in the breakdown, no, on that daf, Samach Zayin Beis, the Chazon Ish writes, Rav Chanan writes, you look in that Gemara, the Gemara there, the Samach Zayin is talking about Mamzerus, Havad Mamzer. Yeah, how do you know that if you have an Eishes Ish Zin, so the Vlad is a Mamzer? Oh, you know what the answer is? Because Eishes Ish is Bechlau Ha'arayos, it's a Chi of Misa, and therefore the Vlad is considered a Mamzer. Of course that's true. You need the reason that Eishes Ish is Bechlau Ha'arayos to explain why the Vlad is a Mamzer? Because maybe one could have argued, even though there is no Tfisas Kedushin, I know the Vlad is a Mamzer. Like, for example, Akum Ababas Yisrael. There's no Tfisas Kedushin, but the Vlad is not a Mamzer. Why not? There's no Tfisas Kedushin. The answer is, you need Tfisas Kedushin, which is Mamzerus, which is Arayos. So everyone agrees, even the Pnei Yeshua, if you're going to ask me why, if you have an Eishes Ish Zinsa, is the Vlad a Mamzer? You know what the answer is? Because Eishes Ish is in the Parshas Arayos. That's Kedushin HaSamach Zayin. But if you ask me, why is there no Tfisas Kedushin? You don't have to come on to Kedushin HaSamach Zayin. There's no Tfisas Kedushin because she's Knuya Lacher. And therefore, how can she be Knuya to someone else if she's Knuya Labal? If you're Knuya Labal, you cannot be Knuya Lacher. That's the function of Kinyan. That's something which is like a stunning machlokes. The fact that Eishes Ish is Acharayos, that certainly is why a Vlad would be a Mamzer. Is that why there's no Tfisas Kedushin? Maybe one can argue, absolutely, yes, one can argue, no, you don't have to come on to that. Obviously, there's no Tfisas Kedushin. If she's Knuya Labal, she cannot be Knuya Lachem. Well, that's an important machlokes. That sounds like a fundamental yesod of Reim Estaber. But even without the whole Chiddush of Arayos and so on, but nonetheless, there is no possibility of Tfisas Kedushin for a woman who's Knuya Labal. Oh, you know what? I'll tell you the following. Okay. So you know, two brothers who are married to sisters. I'm asking you, what is it that we've been Monea, another brother from marrying? And I'll tell you, you know, regardless of the order, whether it's a Chasisha, Shashache, Shachal, you have two different Arayos. That certainly is true. When you're dealing with an Isravacious Ish, you're dealing with some Eishes Ish. You know what? There's no Tfisas Kedushin, Eishes Ish. There's no Tfisas Kedushin, Eishes Ish. So I'm asking you to find the most basic question. No? Why is it that Levi cannot marry this woman? You know what the answer is? Because she is married to the Baal Rishon. She's married to the Baal Rishon. Oh, you know what? But the marriage, the Baal Rishon had a sheer big Kedushin, and Shimon went ahead and married her. That's fine and good when it comes to Shimon. But when it comes to Levi, no? Why is it that Levi can't have a relationship with this woman? You know what the answer is? Forget about being Knuya La'acha, that there's Nisra Veshesach, and all of a sudden maybe even Kvavkid Veshesach. That's a non-starter. As far as Levi is concerned, she's married to her original husband, and if she's Knuya Labal Rishon, there's no other issues that can ever express itself. So Tosus writes, even if you construct the case of Eishes Ach, but realize, if you have an issue of Eishes Ish, you're done, it's a non-starter, no? Maybe that could be part of the lumnus of Tosus. Once you have an issue of Eishes Ish, There's no possibility. It's not just Enes or Chaliser. There's no possibility of having an Ishus. Legabe Acher, as far as Shimon is concerned, I understand. That's great because there was a Shir B'Kedushin. As far as Levi is concerned, there's no Shir B'Kedushin. And if there is no Shir B'Kedushin, we're done. We're done. Well. Okay. So I think that my focus is very helpful in terms of understanding what Tosus writes, a basic distinction between Ishus Ishus as opposed to Shaar Ayos. Tosus continues and Tosus quotes Yerushalmi. No? Yerushalmi says the following, Yerushalmi Gittin Perikhes Halach Aleph, where the Yerushalmi writes this, that you know what? There really is a fundamental difference. There really is a fundamental difference. We're speaking about Pursaros that comes from cases of Achos Isha. Here we're talking about Ishus Ish. You really cannot compare the case of Ishus Ish to the case of Achos Isha. Why exactly? Why exactly is that? Oh, because Yerushalmi says the following, that Taman, in the case of Arayas, two brothers married to sisters, or a case of Bito, whatever the instance is, no, after all, HaTorah Asra Alav. The Torah creates this Rav Achos Isha. The Torah creates this Rav Achos Isha. Hacha, here you're talking about a case of an Ashes Ish, an Ashes Ish, right? Who Asra Alav? What exactly does that mean? That the Ashes Ish, the Baal Rishon, he is the one who creates, right? Who Ha Osra Alayavam? Wow. What exactly does that mean? Oh, Tosa says the following. It means this, that now, when it comes to Ashes Ish, the Isser is dependent on the Megarish. The Isser is dependent on the Megarish. Meaning what? Let's assume, for example, that he went ahead and he married her. Okay, with Almanav Shlotina Sidupon. He created that Isser. Harayat Mugureshes. It was his Gerish and Altnai that created Isser. Normally, in a case of Arayos, this is categorical. However, when you deal with a case of an Ashes Ish, no, Haret Megureshes, Amanash Lotinase Diploni, so in such a case, it was generated by the Megarish. The Megarish, Tosus adds, which is a Kiddush, Tosus adds the following Biur. Not just simply what he created Isser. Tosus writes the following, that Im Yirtse, if he would desire himself, you know what? Yigarshenu shuv, Belitzna. How did this whole problem start? No? In the case of a get altna, what we began with. How did that whole problem start? Because he says, Haret Mugureshesli, that's not really comparable to absolute arayas, which are categorical. That's dependent on the Yad HaMegarish. And Tosus even says the furthering. You know, let's say, you know what? He can give her another get. A normal get. Harem Gareshesli. Wow. Okay. So you know what that means? That he still controls. Not that the Isser was generated al Yedei ben Adam, as opposed to in Isser Torah. Me'atzmo, as opposed to Acherim. It means that it's Adayin B'yad HaMegarish. Adayin B'yad HaMegarish. That's a Kiddush, no? Tosa says, because let him just give her another get. Av Haret Mukadeshes Yistam. And if he were to go ahead and give that get, Haret Mukadeshes Yistam, before the Baal Sheni, the brother Shimon, died, well, then there'll be absolute Yibum. The whole problem here is that now after Yibum, we have a difficulty. If Reuben's going to do Yibum, lo and behold, everything is paka, because the get was al tanai. The husband can resolve that, Mashenki, when it comes to the cases of Sha'arayim. So therefore, what's the question? If you hold Plukta Kamayre, why can't you construct a case of Eishu? See, you should get al tanai. Oh, so the Yerushalmi writes the following. No. When you're dealing with normal case of Rayos, that's an Issur, which is Bam Eila. That's an Issur Torah. When you're dealing with a case of, again, Al Tanai, it's Biyad HaMegarish. It's Biyad HaMagarish. Okay? And Tosus assumes it's a dying Biyad HaMagarish because he can go ahead and therefore what exactly? The kasha is, why don't we include in our Mishnah a case of Eishes Ish? And the case would be a get al tnai. The answer is that that get al tnai is totally Biyad HaMagarish. And therefore, see, ready? Do you see the Rezarua? No? Chelek Aleph, Tokuf Tzarivav. The Rezarua has a suffake in the covenant of Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi writes that, you know what? Well, what about the case of Eishes Ish? How do you construct the case of Eishes Ish? A get al tnai? No. That's not similar to the cases of Arayos. Because the case of Arayos is, that's based on the Surah Torah. And this is something which was Biyad HaMagarish? Or maybe even a dying Biyad HaMagarish. Okay. Okay, so it's not similar. And therefore what? Therefore what? Is this like very technical or is this very fundamental? Is this like technical or fundamental? You know what I mean by that? Is this like a very technical shaka v'tanya? Why is it not mentioned in the Mishnah? That's the kasha, no? If you hold Plukta Kamare, I'll give you a 16th case. Now, the Mishnah should include Eishes Ish. What's the case? A get out tonight. Now the answer is, since the get out tonight is called the Hamagarish, therefore, Rebbe didn't include it in the Mishnah. Mitam zeh, lo nishnas of a Mishnah. Therefore, why did Rebbe include this case? Rebbe was only talking about Yisurei Tevila. Rebbe was not talking about a Hechatims where you can create an Isser. Okay. That's kind of technical. The Yerushalmi is just explaining why wasn't it included in the Mishnah. Are the Dini HaMishnah applicable to Eishes Ish? Of course. Meaning, no Yibam, no Chalitza Ptur Tzaros. So why wasn't it included? It wasn't included because Rebbe was dealing with the natural Isurim, not a Hechatimtz of Nisa that you create. Okay, well, what's the other possibility? The Rezarua writes, something much more fundamental. Since the get al tnai is tali b'yad hamagarish, therefore, eina poteres sarasa. There's no ptur saros. Well, not that, you know what? That wasn't the class of cases that Rebbe was talking about. That's wrong. There, since it's Tali Biyad HaMagarish, there's no Ptur Tzaros. It couldn't have been mentioned in the Mishnah. But that's Mamash HaSafek Merezruah. When Yushami writes, Ish is different than Sharayos. It's different and therefore it wasn't worthy to be mentioned in the Mishnah, or it's different the halacha and a din daraisa that Arayos has a Ptur Tzaros and Eishes Ish does not have a Ptur Tzaros. That's a suffix in the Rezarua. What is the shak of the Tar in Yerushalmi? That's pretty astounding. No? So the Yerushalmi says there's a chiluk. It's just a very technical question. So why was it or not included in the Mishnah? Or is it telling you fundamentally that Arayos generates a Ptur Tzaros? Eishes Ish does not. Why? Because this of Eishes Ish is totally ben HaMagarish, and therefore, where do you see that can generate Ptur Tzaros? Well, that's a very heavy issue. No? And if you look in the Yamshu Shlomo, here in our parak, in Siman Daled, Yamshu Shlomo writes the following. These two tzadim, whether there's a Ptur Tzaros when it comes to Eishes Ish, because I admit Eishes Ish is different. Because one is Tali ben HaMagarish, one is not Tali ben HaMagarish. How essential is that? You know what Yamshu Shlomo writes? That should depend on our old issue, the Ches. What's the source of the Ptur Tzaros? If you assume that Ptur Tzaros is rooted in Litzror, Achos Isha, you're dealing with an Isser Torah, Habame, Elav. In such a case, you have no right to argue that Ptur Tzaros extends to an Isser which is Ba'al Yedei Atzma, which is Adayim Biyad HaMagarish. Wow. Mashen King, Yamshu Shlomo writes the following Chiddush. If you assume like the Drasha of Rebbe, that towards Saros, who is Ula Kacha, you have to be able to have Likuchin. And Likuchin has to be Beisachin to the entire bias. And if you cannot have issues, so therefore there is no Zika, does it really make sense? I'm sure Shlomo writes, no. Why is it that there's no issues? Is there no issues because the Torah says no issues? Or is it because you constructed a Tanai that not will not allow for issues because you're going to violate an Isravacious Ish? Does that why question really matter? If you're going to say it's a function of Arayos, maybe absolutely yes. If you're going to say no, it's E, Tfisas Kedushin, and E, Zika, in such a case, why would this make any difference at all? Any difference at all? So that's the Chiddush Yom Shel Shlomo writes, that if indeed the Ptur Tzaros is based on Arayos, then maybe this is a fundamental distinction. Otherwise not. Wow. I'll tell you further Chiddush in our Tosfos. When the Rishalmi says, you know, the Isser was Biyad HaMagarish, there are two ways of understanding, no? It was or it is. It was or it is, no? You know, there's certain, getting that base, there's certain emanos of biyado. There are two different types of biyado, no? Sometimes biyado means it was. It was something that I controlled in the best. Sometimes, you know, biyado means biyado option. It's something that I can do right now. Oh, that's what Tosfos assumes. You know what it means? This just totally biyado magaresh. Because the magaresh can now go ahead and reissue again. The first get was Harat Muteras Lachaladam Chutz Laploni. He can go ahead and issue a get of Harat Muteras Lachaladam. So it's not just I created this issir, it means the chalos is viadi. The chalos is viadi. That's very, very heavy, you know? You have an animal that's dead, you know what? Maybe I can answer that Edachanam Bisrim because it was viadi. Because I could have shechted the animal. I can't shech the animal now, but I could have. That's biyado meikara. You know what biyado hashta means? Biyado hashta means a baal is neman to say geirashti as ishti, because right now he can be megarish as well. No, not I could have in the past. I can do so right now. Viraksham. Tulsa says that really. I mean, is that in the Rav Moshe? A person goes and gives his wife a gift. Harit Mugareshes, Chutz Liploni. You know what? He can just reissue again. Harit Mugareshes. Tosfos says, yes, that's exactly the point. You know, you're dealing with an Isser, yeah, but the sister is dependent on the Megaresh. Not that it was dependent on the Megaresh when the get was issued. It's currently dependent on the Megaresh. Wow. Is that such a different question? So here we'll have to discuss that, you know what? There is a Tshuva Sarash. Klal Memhe, Sivkat Nechaptes, where the Rush writes a fascinating Chiddush. He doesn't think that's true. You know, the koach that the Baal has to go ahead and to create the get and give the get, yeah, is because the Baal is the Baal HaChalos. Well, it's his issues, and he has a right to go into sever the issues. After all, Gerishin is Balkorcho Shel Isha. He is the one who determines the Chalos. He's the Rebbe we had, Rebbe Chanan Ein Vav. No? There are two different types of Chalos. Sometimes it's a Chalos where it kicks in naturally. You do Shechita. Whatever happens. No? You're not the Baal HaChalos. Can you really have a Shechita Al Tanai? You know? The Shochet says, here's the Shechita. When you pay me my salary, the Heter Shechita will be Chal. And otherwise, it's Nisr Neveil. No? You can say, well, you don't create. You control the Maisa Shechita. But the Chalos is a Dabra which is Bamei Le'av. And sometimes you mamash the Baal HaChalos. No? Shlichus, Tanai. Oh, Masa Moshe Kasa B'Torah, Eidus Lekim Adavar, we have a whole list of all the Nafkaminas, no? Ochanan Seminai Invov. A get, you're the Baal HaGerishin, you're the Baal HaChalos. Let me ask you the following. This guy is divorced from this woman. This woman can marry the whole world. But you're right, there was a shiur. There was a shiur. No? There's one person, Shinat Kanamer. Shinat. Let me ask you the following question. Does the Baal really still have the status of, you know what, this marriage is mine, and I can go ahead and create the Sefer Krisus? So Chiddush, the Rush writes, no. Chiddush, the Rush writes, no. You've lost your status as the Baal, and you cannot be the Baal HaGet, the Baal HaGerishin, and you cannot now issue her a new get of Harayat Migoreshes, because who are you? Who are you? If, as a result of your issues, she's Asur L'Choliyama, you're the Baal HaGet. Otherwise not. Otherwise not. So the simple Ha'ara, the Tosu says, it's a dying biyado, because you can always go ahead and issue another get. The Rush questions, he doesn't think that that's true. You know what he could do? He could marry her again. And if he marries her again, guess what? Now he has the status of a Baal, and now he can write a get of right Muteris L'Chol Adam. But he cannot go ahead and write a get now as the Baal HaGet, when the only linkage she has is chutz, a chutz litloni. That's a fascinating possibility. We'll have to discuss that. Take a look at the Ramban and the Rashba. Beis HaMadalot. The first comments in the Sefer Yevamos. Is it so obvious that there's no chalitza? Is it so obvious that there's a p'tur tzaros? In the case of a get al tzna. Obviously, you can't do yibum. You can't do yibum because yibum is going to trigger this relationship. But who says that there's no chalitza? Who says that there's a p'tur tzaros?